This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill aimed at preventing insider threats to election security is cleared a state House committee. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The measure would require 24/7 video surveillance of election equipment and restrict who has access to that equipment. It would also make it a felony to make copies of voting machine hard drives and passwords. The bill would require more training for election workers and county clerks. It's backed by the Bipartisan County Clerks Association, and it's in response to last year's election security breach in Mesa County. On Monday, Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, who is facing a number of criminal charges for her role in the breach, testified against the bill. Peters and other opponents say it gives too much power to the Secretary of State's office. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's unemployment rate fell to 3.7% in March, the lowest in more than 2 years. Here's CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
That puts the state's unemployment rate roughly in line with the national rate of 3.6%, according to the state labor department. Colorado added 5,800 non-farm jobs in March. Data show Colorado has gained back all the jobs lost in March and April of 2020 as the pandemic took hold of the economy. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A jury has found Denver-based DaVita and its former CEO not guilty of antitrust violations. The dialysis company and its chief executive were accused of conspiring with competitors to suppress competition. This is CPR News.